così.
Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We have healing, probably in about 5 minutes. We normally go to the Lightship for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and remember you're there in physical form along with being here, and it's quite an experience if you're a seer. So let's first release some emotional energy from everybody. So do an emotional healing. We'll go back a few days here, so here we go. Maybe 3 days, so I'll release those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. These are traumas that you've experienced to a feeling body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a mental body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And for people in pain, physical pain, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you might want to walk around if you have some physical pain and just see how you're feeling. We'll do this over again here. Another energy for your pain body. Remember, this transfers into your physical body. 1, releasing this energy from you. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's get rid of some entities here. Here we go. And these are entities, our emotional bodies, which are typically ghosts that we call them, and here they go. And we're taking these away right now for everybody so you can get more spirit inside of your body. And if you're not home, then who is or what is? And the what could be very complicated to explain. But the who could be your relatives who passed on and other people or energies like that. So here they go. Just say goodbye to them here, because they must leave in order to have your spirit come more fully into your body. So there we go. Let's bring more of your spirit with you. And remember, your spirit is the one that's doing this work. We're just helping your spirit and commanding it. And here we go. It's going to find the little fragments of you that left. Here we go. And collecting them, and they have to be healed naturally. Back into neutral again because they left with their traumas, and naturally you don't want your spirit to come to you full of traumas because then you're going to be recycling that energy. So we have to clear it out and bring your spirit more fully into your body, these little fragments. So here we go. You know, count to 10 as you come in. Your spirit will come in whatever way it chooses to. Could be through the crown chakra, could be through your heart, could walk into you front ways or back ways, and just whatever it decides to do. It knows how to do this. So here we go. Counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is also on the website, creationlightship.com. And it's very simple to do. You need to just count from 10 to 1 backwards. Command your spirit to take your awakening thoughts that typically are in your head and drop them into your heart center. And then when you're in your heart, you cannot have a positive or a negative thought. If you do have one, you're not in your heart. So dropping down, here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, let's go to the light shift. So this part of the program will not work on the archives. You will feel the peace energy, though, but you cannot go to the light shift unless you're listening live to this program. So if you have any animals or pets, flowers, trees, or a garden which you'd like to bring up to the light shift for healing, just to request that now or think of them in your consciousness. and we'll go up. I'll count to five, and you will feel your energy change around your body. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're on the light ship, and we're going into the first room where they scan our bodies. The second room is where they have the orientation room, and this is where you are at free choice to select your particular doctor teams. And these doctor teams are with you throughout this whole event here. And most of the doctor teams are comprised of three energies, and we'll bring forth the ones that are more human to us here. So we're going into the first room, and the first room is where the sea turtles are. And here they come. So sit back, relax, request a healing, just one healing, and you must do it many times. The light only works in the now. No predictions, no prophecies, and also they're in non-judgment, so they will not overheal you. So you need to ask. So here we go. Into the turtle room. And here comes this energy coming to you. So count to 10 to bring it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next, you might feel the energy around you of the golden waterfall, that room we're going into right now. And if you are a seer out there or a feeler, you're going to notice that you're going to be able to sense or see these rooms probably about 2 to 3 seconds before I bring them forward. This is a golden waterfall room. Here comes this energy, and the water does not touch your skin, but it does cleanse you. So here we go. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room we go into will be a wonderful room. And this one here is where they have the centrifuge room. This is a lot of people's favorites on the one-hour conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays, and also on Wednesdays for water charging. So the centrifuge room is where they can help you release the negative patterns, addictions, mindset, mind thoughts that you may have recycling. And so just think of something that you would like to have out of your life right now. Could even be a physical illness. Going into this room, and this is the room where they bring to you an energy of lack. And the lack energy resonates to anything that is not of the light. Remember, anything in judgment is not of the light. So here we go. In the centrifuge room, here comes this lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we're in all these rooms during this conference call, and let's, during this, well, it is like a conference call during this BBS program here. So let's go into the room where they have the buffaloes. There's three big buffaloes coming to you. Here they come. So, you know, I'm going to bring the energy in by commanding it down here so you can actually feel it here. And here comes the buffalo. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's going to go into another location. And we'll go into the polar bear room. And these are wonderful polar bears. They're white in color. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And more of the centrifuge energy. Again, stronger, 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 and here comes some more. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. That feels very nice. Let's go to one more room. Let's go into the room with the rainbow waterfall. And here comes this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And back into the centrifuge room again. Get rid of these negative habit patterns, addictions, stronger, stronger. Here comes more lack energy, and it could feel very heavy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into a room where you can talk to the light shift psychiatrist, we'll say, and tell them what your troubles and problems are, and they will give you some special healing rooms now to go into to help you with this. So we're going into this room, so I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And another room we're going to go into is a tree room. These are the large trees, very, very large. So you're going to feel some wonderful tree energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So you should be enjoying this so far. Let's go into the room. Let's see here. What are they bringing forth here for us here? The white light room. Here we go. You're going to have some white light energy coming into you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more room here. Let's go into the room where, we'll just say Saint Germain is here, but he wants to come forward. This is his original energy, where he resides in the light shifts in a different location. So here's Saint Germain's room. Here he comes. So if you're a Saint Germain person, you're going to notice that this energy is going to be much different than what you have experienced typically down here from bringing him into your life through pictures or just to have him, tell it forth. So here we go. This is true spirit energy coming to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into maybe one final room here. People like to have the elephants do healing with them. So I jokingly say, you know, kind of watch your toes here as they come in. So here comes the elephants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You can also ride them if you wish. And I do want to have one more room. This is where the wonderful bumblebees are. They're very, very sweet beings, so you can ride on them also. Here comes the bumblebees. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another room they want to bring forth for people with tense muscles. So the wonderful female light beings will start to work with your muscles. So if you have any problems, tenseness, request healing right now. So here comes the females to help you out. Remember, we're in the light shifts, no time energy. So we can be up there for quite a while, even though our linear time here is maybe like about 15 minutes. So here we go. For a relaxation, massage, they're coming to us. You might feel their gentle hands working with you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we're dealing with a lot of nice healing, let's go into a whole different location on the light ship. We'll go to what I call the penthouse. This is the very top of the light ship, and we're going to be in some wonderful chairs sitting down, and we can request the healings from the stars. Now, these are not stars that we see physically here. This is stars from the light. And so request your healing. We're going there right now. You might feel your chair change slightly with the energy on it and request your star healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, one more time for the centrifuge room to release negative habit patterns. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of the relaxation energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just kind of feel the energy all around you. And this feels quite wonderful. This is a very nice, simple call tonight. Should feel pretty relaxed. And some more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One, here we go, where your spirit was created. This is where we're going right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is a very special room. Love comes walking in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's have some silence here for about a minute so you can enjoy this beautiful energy of your spirit. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's come back from the light shift right now. And our animals and pets are now joining us. Our flowers, trees, the garden, if you brought up, is now coming back. And I'll count to five as the light shift disconnects the energy from you. Here we go. So coming back to this reality completely. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And, wow, that was amazing on the light ship tonight. So thank you, Ron. And thank all of you that are here with us and listening, and those of you that are on the fast chat. And I think saw a message from Nancy and Angel about sponsoring the show tonight. So thank you, and we hope you can call in, Nancy. And I'm just going to give the phone number. It's 888 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. So, it would be great if you'd like to call, or not. It's okay either way, but we'd love to hear from you. And also, for those of you that can't call in, please go ahead and type in any questions that you have for Ron on the fast chat. And I see quite a few comments, Ron, from people that really enjoyed the different rooms on the lightship, the centrifuge room and the buffalo clearing and the different beautiful energies on the ship. So that's great. And we have a question from Yolanda asking, what is the clearing for lethargy and depression?
Boy, that's a good one. I don't know if I have a depression clearing online or not. You could probably maybe go in and do the emotional clearing and specify, depression on that one. I know that the clearing for self-empowerment lists depression, I believe, where you have a problem getting out of your own way. You just feel like low energy, you can't do much, and that's kind of why, you need to, maybe do that clearing, but it is kind of lengthy for most people. That's why it's, 6 weeks in length. I think there's 37, entries that you can do, and each one I think has probably maybe six or seven, ways of approaching each one of those. So, plus you can add your own. So it is a little lengthy, but, most people, it takes them, some time to do. That's why I increased it from a month to, 6 weeks. So let's, how's everybody doing out there? Anybody feeling an energy change, maybe in the last, few days or so? I'm just curious if they felt the energy around them as being lighter with other people's energetic fields, objects here. So I'm just curious if anybody would like to call in and see if they felt something like that, just for some research here. So I'm just curious. We'll see what comes up on the fast chat, too. Let's do a clearing for heartache. A lot of people request that a lot of times. So here we go. This is heartache clearing. So I'll start taking out some of the maybe heartache, anxiety knots, betrayal. There's a lot of things that deal with heartache. Here we go. And we have it stated that from Marianne that there is a depression clearing under the personal whole lifetime clearings. Thank you. I thought it was there too, but if not, the other one could do it. Remember the one that we have on for $50, which is your self-empowerment, is a way to get yourself moving, but it does not cover your whole lifetime, but it is designed to get you moving, motivated, to maybe get a job, to get out of your situation where you are, to get out of the negativity so you can be like jump-started. And then, if you have to go deeper, naturally you can with a lot of those clearings, but it's just mainly designed to get you to move your feet and to have people not attached to you or prevent you from having jobs, et cetera, or maybe being able to move out of your house or get a different location physically, maybe even in a different state. Some people are stuck because of spells and hexes and different things being put on them, and this is one way to get yourself jump-started. So here we go. This is going to be a heartache clearing here. And taking off some knots again, where I'm still working with this here as I was talking. Here we go, coming out. So maybe think of your last possible boyfriend, girlfriend. Could be one that you maybe had, 20 years ago or so. So whatever happens, happens. And that energy is still with you. Could be somebody who just passed on, where they are no longer here. It could be an abandonment issue. You know, many things happen. You have an animal that is dealing with a, and or maybe they're no longer here. So the heartache clearing is to me a very nice one for most people. And a lot of women just love this because all of a sudden they can breathe better. Their heart isn't being compressed, so we're taking out more of these knots here. So here we go. Here we go. Boy, this is pretty heavy here. Remember, we live on an emotional planet, so naturally we're tapped into and controlled by heart energies. And there's all different types of headings for that here. There we go. And coming out some more of these energies here. Okay, more is coming out. Okay. Okay, more is coming out. We'll have a caller come on in a little bit here. So thank you for calling, caller. We'll just do it after these heart knots are taken out of people, these energies that really upset people's lives here, because that's all you think about. Coming out here, more energy. Okay, and more is coming out. Okay, and more is coming out. So if you notice on all these DBS programs, we don't necessarily deal with a lot of, we'll say, love and joy energies, because I'm here to help you get rid of the blockages, and the blockages are normally almost always negative. So I always deal with the negative things to get them out of you so that you can become self-empowered with your spirit. So that's the reason why we deal with a lot of these traumas and different situations. Okay, here we go. More is coming out. Boy, this is going to be a nice night here for everybody. Here we go. More is, I heard a beep there, so more is coming out. So I guess we'll see if there's a caller there. I'll still do some work here. So we have a caller online.
Yep. Hi, Ron. It's Everett from Winnipeg. It's raining again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned something about being lighter for the last few days. Well, I have. Yeah. It's kind of been kind of humming to myself, kind of singing along some videos, or generally happy. So, wait, what's going on?
It's okay. You really want to know what's going on?
Yeah.
I can give you. Okay, so what happened is that the light ship is helping to take out some of the major religions here, which means it's taken away the mind-controlling extraterrestrial, the aliens that are bringing forth this awful mind-controlling energy. I cannot give the name of the religion, but if people feel a little bit lighter, that's the reason.
Well,
so
I've been happier for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, this
so
started.
It's kind of like weird. You go to work and you're happy, and they're kind of looking at you.
Yeah, that's good. So it actually started about New York time, which would actually be just after midnight on Monday, which we'll say is Tuesday morning, at about, I think about 11, 12 minutes after the hour, okay?
Yeah, well,
that's
Tuesday
the
was the day I went to work, even when they canceled up my shift for Wednesday and Friday, I was still, I don't care. I was happy.
Good.
So it was kind of a weird week.
Yep. So light ship went into battle, took out a alien spacecraft that was about a third the size of the Earth, and the battle took place our time for about 2 minutes, and it was gone. There was no other, I'll just use the word, alien races, if you want to use the word Galactic Federation ships to help. None of those were there. It was just strictly Lightship defense fleet, and it took it out.
Well, way to go, Lightship.
So
well, that's great.
You do feel a little bit lighter, less connection between
people.
Well, yeah,
it's kind of like not so, not being depressed or worried about stuff. Like things weren't playing on my mind as much.
Yeah,
like you know, being out of having less work to deal with, you know, money issues and stuff like that. I kind of flowed with it. Kind of went through the whole since Tuesday, I guess.
Yep.
So
no,
that's
what's happened.
Well,
so,
thank you.
That's one of the messages to them. On this planet is the driving force behind it. The aliens are no longer attached to that. And the mind-controlling programs that they were using are no longer here. So people who do belong to that major religion, which is basically worldwide here.
Yeah, I used to go to church a lot. I even got baptized and stuff. So,
this energy is no longer.
I do have one question, though.
Yes.
I do have one question before I let you go. I found out today that my goddaughter, she's 21, and she's got ovarian cancer. So anything I can ask her to go onto your site to help kind of help her
out? Yeah, either shoot she or you want to go on the alien death barcode. Do that
alien
high priority
barcode?
There and
okay.
Do the stress
and
one.
Maybe I should get her some money to go get that emotional clearing too, because, you know, $5 for every year and then get that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go and get that done for her.
Yeah, yeah. The alien death barcode, if you read that, it'll talk about it. High priority. I would do that as quick as possible.
Okay, will do.
And
thank you.
And after that, you probably want to do the circulatory clearing.
Circulatory?
Okay. And on that, I think we just put up on that. We added another link, another option to that, which I think is the lymphatic system that went up a couple days ago. So if you're listening out there, anybody who's been on in the past, just go back in there again and do it for your lymphatic system.
Okay.
So,
now,
suppose
she doesn't want to go on the website.
And then do it for her.
And do it for her? Fantastic.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay. We'll see if Sylvia's out there. And we want to thank Nancy and Angel for helping out this show tonight to sponsor it. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, and thank you also, Everett, for calling in. And, yeah, that's very interesting, Ron, and I was really surprised when you said the size of that craft that was, what did you say, it was like two-thirds the size of the Earth, something like that?
It was about one-third. It was very,
one-third?
Very large. That was gigantic. It had a lot of control here.
Wow, that's
so,
really something.
Yes, so the Lightship went out. I actually watched it from afar, we'll say, and it was just surrounded by the defense fleet, and it looked like Star Wars, but all you saw was pure light going into this, say, large, gigantic UFO, and within 2 minutes, it was completely disintegrated. So the people who do belong to this one religion, that, like I said, naturally is worldwide here, and it's very large and growing. Those people will not have the energetic transmissions to them any longer, which is very, very good. They still can go to church. They'll still do their whatever they do. But the aliens behind it, with the mind control, no longer be in effect. So that's what happened. They're also going to be taking out other extraterrestrials that are controlling other religions here. So, anyway, that's what's happening here.
Well, that's very good news because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they do try, I think, to go to religion just because they're looking for something, which they really should be directed to finding within themselves, but then they're being connected to these energies instead of being taught to go within, and they don't know what they're being connected to or what's going on. So it's really, really a shame, and it's, so it's very good news that that's being taken care of. That's
great. Yep, so that's where we are with that. And like I said, normally what will happen is I don't normally bring forth this information because I'm not trying to influence anybody or do channeling or whatever, but typically whatever the light shift does, I find out about it if I'm, you know, supposed to know about it. And when that happens, normally this stuff gets talked about maybe 2 to 3 months after the fact. So as other people maybe kind of tune in to the cosmos and find out things. But that's what happened. A two-minute light shift battle, and that was it. And there was no other, say, galactic forces involved with this here. They didn't want to have any casualties anywhere, but that was it. But if you can just imagine seeing, just have a visual here of just seeing something up in the sky. We'll just say if you just looked at the moon, for instance, right? Because that's a visual that you can see up in the sky. And all of a sudden, you saw light 360 degrees around this here. And the light was so bright that you probably couldn't even look at it. And within 2 minutes, when the light got turned off, we'll say, when they got done, there was nothing there like the moon. Okay, that's how powerful the light is. So I can't even describe how it looked, but it was kind of like Star Wars in a way. Just probably, just I don't know if the word millions would be correct, but we'll just say millions of light rays coming right into that. Remember the light? You know, I use the term kind of loosely, but it means a lot. The light loved this energy to death. So back to you, Sylvia.
But the last thing that you just said about the love energy,
yeah.
Can you
say
more about
the
that?
The light loved this energy to death. So kind of tongue-in-cheek there, but anyway, let's. We could probably go back now. But if you do feel a change or have felt one the last few days, it's because of these energetic cordings by the aliens to you, and they're no longer there. And remember, when people connect to these energies outside of themselves, they're being used and played with. And like I say, when you pray to a god outside of yourself, then you pray to that god energy. So the light ship, in case you're wondering, if you're new to this show, the light ship does not want or even need your prayers. You have it all built inside of you. So let's see who else might be online, if any new callers have called in. And if not, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, do we have anyone on the line?
I guess not, not yet.
I guess not, but I'll give the phone number again. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And, Ron, I did notice that it seems like tonight when we had the chance to go to the light ship that the light ship energy felt so much more, I don't know if it's stronger is the right word, or just that it was easier to feel it or to experience the healing. So maybe that has something to do with that, too.
Yes, it definitely does. And so what will actually happen is as this these controlling energies, and I can't say which religion it was because there's a lot of them here, plus there's tons of them from the past, you know, going through history, you know, of the human race here, which will be taken out too. You know, these are just energy pools also. So if they're not a controlling alien race, there's still energy pools up there. But what happens is as these things affect you, you kind of lose some of your consciousness. So what will happen is eventually is that we're controlled so much by the mind, once they start working on these energies that are outside of ourselves controlling us, you're going to naturally come into peace, which is source energy. So your spirit is like being pushed down and crammed down inside of you, so it can't really do anything because of these energetic transmissions. And as they start to get released, you're going to start to really understand that your spirit is alive. And this is the way you were intended to be, is to have your spirit completely in your body communicating with you. So you will have that energy maybe at some point. I just can't guarantee that, but you might just see how you feel. But everything feels like it's all loosened up now. And things are kind of more separate, if you notice around you, and that you may start to have clearer thoughts. And that's just the way it is. So as these energies start to get released, and this is part of the ascension work. Remember that the light ship is here to do ascension. And it's also empowering the earth spirit to do its work also. But, this was maybe a major thing, maybe not. But it was nice to actually see and to understand what was happening. So back to you, Sylvia.
And I imagine that this is also a big relief for the earth spirit. I know you've talked about that in the last few months, the process that the earth spirit is actually undergoing for its ascension process as well, and the fact that it was having to get alien energy out of, its space so that, the earth could ascend as well, or the earth spirit. So is this something that you would say is helping with the earth spirit? Percentage of being able to have its light intact?
Yeah, I don't have any confirmation at this moment, but I feel like it has went up somewhat, so that's good.
That's great,
It went up to about 12% maybe a week and a half ago, I think, so it is going up slowly, but as it gets higher and higher, it'll be more in control of its creation, which is what we're living on. And it's also feeding us our body life force energy, we'll say, because it created us out of the elements of the earth, so we're connected to this. And these energies, that was taken out also went typically far and wide because there was other alien races attached to this also. So, there was quite a bit happening. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I really liked what you were saying last night, and we kind of ran out of time to talk about it more. But you're talking about how each of us has the responsibility of choosing the light, and how that's a choice that we have to make now at this ascension time. But that that's a choice that you have to make not just one time. It's a choice you have to make every moment, because it's moment to moment to moment, and you have to keep choosing that. So can you talk about that process and what helps people to be able to stay in the moment and continue to make that choice?
Yeah, we still have the parallel lives going on and different situations. So to know that you're actually here in your body, you may want to, if you have the website in front of you, you can go into the clearing, which is, be here now. That'll help you get to your spirits and your body onto the planet Earth here, the real one. And you can also, I mentioned about pinching yourself, but some people have delicate skins. You don't want to bruise yourself. Remember, you don't really want to draw blood when you pinch yourself, but you can also slap your arm or something. Just anything that kind of alerts your spirit to be here. And that's the way it works. And you can also, command your spirit and your body to be here in the present moment on planet Earth. You can also say, now increase my life force energy. That will bring more spirit into your body. And remember, you can be taken out of time, just blink of an eye, and they can put in a clone in your place, and you think that you're still here because you do have that full recall. So you can be taken off planet Earth. Or maybe you're here and, 100 people around you are not. And they were there in one blink of an eye, and maybe the next 15 minutes they're not. And they feel a little different to you, but you don't really understand that consciously. And then all of a sudden they all return. So, and they can be doing the job right next to you. They could even be there, we'll say, holding a bucket of paint and you're painting the side of a fence or something, you know, and all of a sudden they're gone, but they're still holding that paint for you. So it's very disconcerting how they can play around with time. So whatever you can think of about time and how they can play with it, it can happen. So back to you, Sylvia. And I think we had a beep there. So somebody out there?
Oh, hi, Ron. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hello. You know, welcome.
It had been a while since I sponsored the show, so I thought I would do it again, just in appreciation for all that Ron does.
Thank you. That's so great.
Yeah. No, it's the whole show has really changed my life a lot, and I think my escrow is going to close this week. So Angel and I are looking forward to moving into our new home, and things couldn't be better. So I'm very grateful to Ron and the Creation Life Show.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Nancy. Any comments you want to make on anything you may have been feeling or noticed in the last few days?
Well, I was raised atheist, so I don't have a lot of connection to church. I have felt lighter, but I'm feeling like, you know, I go to the conference calls all the time, and things just seem to be moving along for me in general. So things are good. I can't say particularly about the religion, though.
Well, great. Thank you. I just was curious, you know, if you had felt any changes over the last few days. I've seen quite a few people typing in on the fast chat that they felt more peaceful this week, or that it was easier to stay in their heart center and that kind of thing. So that's great.
Yeah. No, it sounds wonderful. That was a major piece of work on the part of the Creation Light Ship. So I'm really grateful. I know a lot of people that are really into the church and wanting me to go to church and try and stay away from all that. So hopefully they will lighten up a little bit too.
Oh, that's great. Well, would you like to mention anything about any particular healing, like maybe a favorite that you've had to date with your lightship healings, like the something that you feel has maybe been the most helpful or memorable for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I am really looking forward to the July intensives because I have been to all of those, and I miss not having one in June. So I think those are great and would encourage everyone to sign up for that upcoming July intensive.
Yeah, those are really what I like about it is you just feel so much that you're moving forward because it's, you know, not just like an hour here or an hour there. You're really getting a chance to kind of like have a whole new you in one day. That's sort of how it feels. You feel that way too?
I do, and I've also purchased those intensives for members of my family as well, and it's a wonderful opportunity for yourself and for your loved ones to participate in that.
That's great. Wonderful. Any questions for Ron or anything you'd like to request a sample of or anything along those lines?
Well, you know, I had a question, maybe it's strange, but I was wondering about White Calf Buffalo Woman, if she was a light being that had come down to teach us about peace and being in the heart.
Yeah, yes, I can feel the energy on the light ship from that. Would you like to sample that too?
Sure.
Okay, so here we go. Connecting here. So, stronger, and stronger. Okay, you should feel that in your heart center. Remember, the light ship only works with heart energy. And like I say so many times, if you're trying to analyze the show with your mind, which is what people attempt to do at first, and then they find out that it doesn't make too much sense. Some people say it makes a lot of sense, and some people takes about 10 shows to understand. But your mind at first will not really understand it. You have to be heart-based to feel it and to understand it. So remember, the mind does not want you to be out of alien control. So if you happen to hear something, and or maybe one of your friends, and they heard something, and it kind of pushed their buttons, and they turn the show off, just have them go on to archives again and re-listen. They can even do a selective hearing for people, or selective, seeing. And this is what they do too, for us. They being the aliens here, will actually have you read something, possibly, and you might read a word, which doesn't mean what they're really talking about or what I'm saying or something, and it can give a whole different meaning. And you might hear something being stated, and it's not really what we're saying, but they interject a word into, your speaker system or something that is not what we're talking about, which could give you another way to get, yourself more distant from the light ship. But just listen to archives and jot down some notes. If the notes seem a little strange to you, then by all means, listen to them again. So that's the whole thing that happens, is that you need to understand that you have the power inside of you. It's never outside of yourself. This is what this program is about, is to get rid of the alien control that has come here, typically through the God energies of all the churches and many, many other things. But remember, the reason why we're in such of a mess here is because people are praying outside of themselves, becoming prey to the aliens, and then tying you up with that same prey energy. So you don't want to become prey, which is P-R-E-Y, to anything. This is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. So once you really understand that, you know what he's talking about. And he knew all about the aliens. So let's see if Sylvia is back online. I thank you for calling in, and we really appreciate you being a sponsor, Nancy, and also Angel, her little wonderful little doggy. So back to you.
Well, let's see. We are just about 3 minutes away from the end of the hour, so can we just remind everyone of the next intensive that Nancy was talking about, what the date of that is going to be?
Yes, it starts off, it's, I get my calendar up here, it's the 17th, I believe. Yeah, I'm correct. It starts off on the 17th of next month, and that's a Saturday, and that's going to be a four-hour ascension call. And then the 18th, 25th, and 1st are the back-to-back eight-hour calls where we get rid of the alien life forms that are in us. There's many of them, and unfortunately we have to continue on with this. I like to have it done one time, but there's so many of them that we just keep getting them out. They find new ones. But basically these are the energetic life forms that are inside of your body, stealing your life force energy. And if you're interested, we sent out an email a while back. We'll be sending some more out, so get on the email list. But the cost is $200. You can join on that on the website. And that's for one person. If you have a spouse with you or significant other living with you, they're half price, which is $100. And naturally, your children that are living at home, 18 and under, are free. And that includes your animals and pets. So it's 28 hours of healing. And this is what you're going to be involved with. And you're on the light ship for a whole month. So it's just quite wonderful to experience all of these energies, and to have them released from you. You may not think you have them, but once they're gone, you feel much better. So
that's true.
Back over again, Sylvia, and check out the BBS archive. You can go to the website, in the very top, there's a green box from left to right, and click on it. You're going to see the drop-down box there, with different shows listed, and just check those out. you know, listen to all of them and just get an idea of what we're about. And the whole thing is to become, you know, have your spirit inside of your body, and you have to get rid of the densities first. That's what Jesus did. Is what they talked about is healing people from their sins, which is their genetic programming of negativity or judgment, and that's what it's all about, is to get more of you with you. So, yes, I'll say back to you, Sylvia, if you have anything to add. I think we can go for another couple of minutes here.
We have a question. We have a question from a guest on the Fast Chat, and they're asking also if Mother Teresa was from the Light Ship or is from the Light Ship.
No. She's still in the energy, looks like, of the soul family stuff. She's not up there right now, so no. If she was brought down here from the Light Ship, she'd be up there. So, no, she is not. Although Princess Diana is from the Light Ship. Even though they died around the same time frame, Mother Teresa is not from the Light Ship.
Okay. And I don't see any other questions right now. So any last comments or words of advice or words of wisdom for everyone tonight, Ron?
Yeah, just, maybe gently pinch yourself or tap your hand or something and just see if you have an increased consciousness. And if you do, that means that you were not here. So if you're kind of waking up a little bit, you're not here, and you want to be here. So you can do your, I now increase my life force energy. That's one way. You can do the mind to heart drop. And, you know, you just want to always be here to be conscious. Because if you're not here being conscious, then who and what is in your body, what's using your body? And remember, it's up to you to hold that space. So, and always call your spirit back to yourself. And that's what this program is all about, is to become more, say, I guess the word could be enlightened, I guess, with your spirit, bringing more light to you. Remember, you had it when you were born, and then you lost it. So you need to bring it back to yourself, and that's the whole process here, and we help you do that. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. I'll bring in the energy from the light beam. I'll bring in some peace energy, which is source energy. Here it comes, so stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I just want to say a special thank you to Nancy for sponsoring the show tonight. And in case anyone else would like to do that, it's very easy to do. And you can just connect with Ron on that with an email or a call. And it's a wonderful thing to do, and it really helps him out a lot because, as he's mentioned, I think, the other night, every time that he does one of these shows, it's at his expense, and it adds up quite a bit, as you can imagine. So I think it's $60 to sponsor a show, and you have the chance to come on for that whole time if you'd like. So we would love to have you do that. You know, it's a nice treat for, you know, do it for your birthday or just to do it. So I'll just say good night, blessings, and next time we'll be on will be Ron and Annika on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and the light beam will be activated for the next half an hour or half past the hour. The energy will leave. So see you all later. Blessings.
Blessings. Good night, everyone.